Alright, hello right there, a song by Matt Wumi. Big shout out to her for jumping on that song. Pretty not easy if you ask me. I mean, who gets to cover Adele's song? You must be super duper talented to try that. Okay, but amazing song, trust me. Anyway, I go by the name Adele, blessing you.
So you're saying some people cannot jump on Adele's song?
No, you can't. The pitch. Come on.
Eagerly. You know that person?
Wow. You know who I'm talking about?
Who's that?
James Brown. you haven't heard
no,
that?
No, it's not eagerly. Hey darling.
Oh, it's hey darling.
Yeah.
Eagerly, I heard.
Come on. You were saying hey darling.
Oh, what I heard was eagerly, like how much? How much in Igbo? That was the only thing I heard.
Hey darling.
Okay,
hey darling.
So imagine he jumps on Adele's song. I don't want to stop imagining Lagos. Just stop.
I think he's gonna kill it. Yeah, he's actually
gonna ruin it.
He's gonna murder the song. The song's gonna die. I don't know.
Lagos, stop thinking. Just stop thinking, okay?
He's gonna kill it.
Yeah, he's gonna kill it.
Anyway, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm super excited, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I'm super excited.
What's happening?
Guess who is a new uncle?
Oh, I remember that yesterday you were rejecting being one.
Guess who is a new uncle?
You are?
Yeah, I got that call today and I'm super excited.
Really?
Like, geez, you know? It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Can imagine.
I am an uncle, but, you know, not in Nigeria. All right, but
okay.
For here, you know, it's happening here. It just feels so real, you know, looking at the newborn. Oh, it feels so good. You know, there's always this, you know, before the baby came out, you know, all that panic, what's going on, you know, that kind of thing, you know, making all sort of frantic calls here and there. And at the end of the day, peace, joy, you know, it's just shout out to all fathers out there. Shout out to all uncles. Shout out to mothers. Okay, because it's not easy to carry that bundle of joy for 9 months, and at the end of the day, you drop it, you know.
So
easy.
Wait. Yeah. Pretty good that you're feeling this way.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Amazing.
Adam wants to say something. Yeah, bring it on. No, I'm prepared. Just bring it on.
Far from it.
I just have a feeling I know what
you're
saying.
Far from it. But your brother made you this happy today.
Yeah, sure.
When you want to make him an uncle?
Very not so soon. Let me put it that way. Very not so
Thank
soon.
God.
If there's an English word like
that. Thank God.
But I'm excited. It's not easy, man. I think I deserve some congratulations, innit?
Okay. Congratulations, Wenga.
No, say it. I'd say it before I bite you.
I don't understand. Make me an aunt, please.
You know, it's not easy, man. It's not easy.
Make me an aunt, man.
But anyway,
you're... But congratulations.
Yeah, thank you
easy.
So much.
Big shout out to him. Big shout out to the wife. And
yeah,
the
big
one.
Shout out. Big shout out, I'll tell you. 14 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock, and welcome to the show. It's Live and Dangerous.
That's right.
Yes, and I'm excited, okay? And I want to, like, transfer all the excitement to you, all
Start
right?
From me.
Yes.
Into your account. Oops.
Okay. What?
Yeah, I said that.
I should transfer. Okay. No, you should.
Why?
Give me something.
No,
all right.
You're the one that's happy. So
no,
you
but,
should
no,
extend.
But I think the best
extend
thing
extend that
is,
happiness to me. And the only thing that can make me happy right now is you emptying your account.
I think the best thing is. Oh, really? Okay, let me give this to you so that you send it to him.
Don't worry, I have his number. If I want to send anything across, I'll do it.
I should be the conduit here.
It doesn't matter.
Ada, you're a bad person.
Are you just knowing?
You posted something today, but I'm not going to tell
people. I did. Don't worry, go ahead.
No, I won't.
100%. 100. Keeping it real.
15 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock, and welcome to the show. It's Live and Dangerous, all right, on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Binga. or Eshegun. Call me Zuma Rock if you like, because I'm the man you just have to love.
Remember,
right?
We're trying to love.
Because I'm loving myself right now, trust me. I'm loving everything right now. I don't think anyone can annoy me.
Oh, you think?
Right now. I think for throughout this week, I'm not sure. I'm going to get pissed. I'm not sure. Trust me, I'm not sure. Because the way I'm feeling right now, I'm excited. I'm, you know, super excited. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy. Because I was there, you know, all the, you know, all the... You know. I was there. You know, I saw, like, about... Not that one.
Well, you said you were there now, so how?
Like, you know, all the times, like... Okay, when my kid have to rub her back, you know, where you have to throw saliva, all those things, you know. So now that baby's here, you know, it's exciting. Trust me, it is exciting. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. Adam, how did your day go?
I'm just there. Nothing interesting.
Nothing interesting?
Yeah, did home chores, something I don't like doing, but I did it, so.
Chai.
Aside that, good.
Oh, really? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine was...
And the weather was cold.
No, I didn't like
for
the weather.
For real.
I didn't like the weather. You know. The weather is not good for bachelors like us.
Are you single?
Yeah. It's not good for bachelors like us.
I thought 2 weeks ago you announced that.
I'm a bachelor, all right? I'm not married yet.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm still a bachelor, okay?
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Anyway, on the show tonight, we're going to be looking at honesty. We're going to be looking at honesty. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how honest are you?
10.
You know, that's not true.
I am being honest. 10.
That's not true, though. That's
10
not
bingo.
True, though. I gave you steel last week. I didn't say thank you. You only said it's not sweet.
That was me being honest. No. I told you, Benga.
Oh, it okay. Was that peppery. Was you being honest.
Yeah, it
right?
Was peppery. I gave you that review. Fine, it was peppery, but then it
you
was
said,
watery.
You said it's not sweet.
I said, come on. I said,
and this is a
peppery,
sweet,
yes.
This is a steal.
But it was watery. That was me giving
you... I know that's not true as well. But anyway, I'll let that slide.
Next time, I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture. Put up a post on Instagram. I'll make it my second slide.
I will let that slide, okay? But we're going to be looking at honesty and integrity. Most especially buying things on credit. Have you gotten something on credit before?
Never.
How about someone getting something from you on credit?
Never as well.
Okay. Well, we're going to start the show. I saw something online, okay, about a lady who came on social media to rant. All right, to rant. She came on social media and complained about people who buy things on credit, and she tagged them as evil. Did you get that? She tagged them as evil. Now, she went on to say that, and here's what she said. She said that if you cannot afford something, you walk away. All right?
Which I agree.
If you want it so bad, you pay a deposit, no matter how small, and leave it with the seller until you finish paying for it. Then you can collect it. Now, she went on to say that it is disgraceful of you to consume or use or wear something you have not paid for or finished paying for it, that is a very irresponsible life you're living if you don't know. Now, she also added that do you even realize that is someone's means of living? Do you know how stressful it is for them to even remind you to pay up what you owe? Do you know how annoying when you don't pay up on the date you promised? Why does someone have to wake up and think about you because you owe them money for an unpaid transaction? She also said, don't you feel embarrassed knowing you're flexing something that you have not paid for? She also said, don't bother coming for me because you are guilty. It's a bad habit. Change if you can. If you can't pay in full, wait till you can afford it and stop stressing people's businesses. It is not fair. That's all. And that's what she said. Talking about people buying stuff on credit. Now, brother, let me ask you this. If you buy, let's say, a shoe, on credit. You said you've never done that before, okay?
Mm-mm.
But if you buy a shoe on credit, are you supposed to wear that shoe? The fact that you're not done paying for it, Are you supposed to wear it, or you're supposed to wait before wearing it, wait till you're done paying for it before wearing it?
I haven't done it before, so I really don't know people that buy things on credit, how they go about it. But I haven't. I have this ideology that before I buy something, I should be able to get 5 of those things. Or let's say 2 or 3 of those things. I should have enough money to get them, to get more.
So when you like something, you just
if I can't afford it.
If you can't afford it. No, you can. You know, there's some people who'd be like, okay, I will pay up at the end of the month, which is payday. Now, I also heard of a story of a lady who sold something for someone, okay, for a client. Sold this thing for this client, and after 3 months, the person hadn't paid back and said, "Hello, madam, what's up? What's up with the payment? Are you not going to pay for these goods?" And she said, "Hey, wait, 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 don't disturb me.
That's a thing.
Nigeria is owing, and I don't think I can pay." Nigeria is also owing, so I don't think I can pay you.
So, the thing is...
And according to her, she said that it's been 5 years now. This person has not paid for the goods. Her reason was because Nigeria is owing.
Now, the thing is, when they buy things on credit, yeah, they pay part of it, or they just take the stuff, hoping to pay later.
I think that's a matter of trust.
It's not even that. If they, some people don't act this way, but if they're now like co-owners of the stuff, okay, they're not in possession of that property.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't even have that zeal, that ginger, push to go pay. They already
the
feel
same
like
the ginger they used in common for.
They don't have it anymore. They now have the stuff. They're using it already.
Mm.
So them now paying for it is like them paying for something that they will not have.
Mm.
Forgetting that they've already, used the stuff. And they just feel, oh, okay, I have this already. Let that person wait. Let me get something else that I need.
Mm.
Forgetting that at some point, that thing was a need.
Mm.
So.
Now, Lagos, we're going to be opening the phone lines very soon. I want us to share with us your worst credit experience. And there are also some, you know, this group of people, they are the special ones. They're the people who come to borrow money from you. You borrowed people money, right?
Yeah, that's the one that I have stories on.
The special kind of people. I think they need to create another world. God needs to create another earth for them. These are the kind of special people that they borrow money from you. And once they borrow money from you, you will need, let's say, the Attorney General of Nigeria to go and ask that money from them. There are some people like that. I know someone who borrowed 3,000 naira. Then I think it was in Port Harcourt. Then I just finished serving then. He borrowed 3,000 naira from this core member, okay? And promised the core member, said, "Babe, I'm going to pay you end of this month payday." Now, payday came. The guy didn't even show up. He didn't say anything. And I think a week and a half after payday, the girl went to make him a... "Bros, what's up? Pay me this thing." Do you know what this guy said?
What?
"Your 3,000 is not my problem right now. I have bigger issues to solve. I want to pay my house rent. It's not even... Your 3,000 is the least of my problems."
Oh, wow.
And the guy was like, "Hello." "You came rushing to me that, please, 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 just quickly borrow. Let me quickly sort out this." And this was someone who was working in a car. And this lady was a core member on IT in the company.
Oh, wow.
I said, "Your 3,000 is not that big, 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 big." Just chased her out of the, you know, the office. So we're going to be asking on the show, all right? Share with us your worst credit experience. And if someone has owed you and the person refused to pay, share.
I have someone that blocked me. To date, I'm still blocked. Why? Because I borrowed him money. I kid you not. But we'll be sharing more stories right after this break. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Live and Dangerous with Banger and Adele Blessing. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and Dangerous with Banger and Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. We're here and we're talking about credit. Integrity, honesty, everything.
Yeah.
Market,
go
market long sebo. Come on, buy.
And yeah. You know, some people, you know, the way they come, the way they come, like, "Ada, you know, end of this month, okay, I'm in need of some financial, give me one grammar, really. Financial topsy-turvy. Financial krikum krakum. Ada, please, can I see just 50,000 from you? Like, what's today's day? What's today's day? Today's 23rd, yeah? Mm-hmm. By next week, that will be payday. That's ending of the month. I'll pay you straight up. Immediately enters. Just give me your account number now, okay? And I'll send it to you. Now, you be like, okay, well, he's never asked me as such, all right? Okay, give me your account. Okay, you send it to him, 50,000. Paka, he enter. Now, when it's payday, you be like, you call the person. Oh, don't worry. The thing just entered, okay? I'm calm down. I said I will. I thought I told you now. I said I'm going to. Next day, they don't pick your call. Third day, fourth day, and you end up just like Ada that got blocked. All right? That got blocked. And some people be... I feel... How honest are Nigerians actually really honest when it comes to things like that? I know there are some people who are actually credit worthy, but you know, they know they write that kind of thing for forehead. So tell us, share with us your worst credit experience, and if someone has owed you and the person refused to pay up, tell us about it. The phone numbers are there.
0700-993-993-993 is the number to dial. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. My ladies in the house, dial the number 014-657-190. Let's talk. Who do we have here? Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening,
Gwenga.
Oh, yes, good evening.
Yeah, see, this topic is a very important topic.
Very, very.
See, Gwenga.
Yeah.
You know the people I pity more, those who sell food stuff.
Food!
Yes.
Write them down.
Gwenga.
Yes.
You know what some people always do? They will go and buy on credit.
Okay.
Then when they have money, they will not go to that place again. They will check.
Oh, wow.
I am telling you. I have a friend. You know, we even told him the other day, maybe his mother bought him on credit.
Wow.
I'm telling you. Because
it's not
you
that
know
bad.
That.
No, it's not that bad.
See, Benga.
Yes.
We work in the C4. This guy will collect our money in the morning. He said we go and buy food for us.
Yes.
He will go to the food vendor. He will not pay. Even the money he collects from us, he will put it in
wrong.
His pocket.
That is criminal.
I'm telling you, this guy, he got to word that the woman have to come into our company to report to us.
Wow.
We are telling him, he said, not be only me, they own now.
Wow.
What you use? Nigeria, not they own. This is not bad.
Not be only.
Benga, some people don't have shame at all.
No, some people don't get shit.
They don't get shit.
Some people don't get shit.
You buy something from somebody, the way you have the money, you will just quickly pack the person and go to the next shop.
Exactly.
These days, now we have nose masks. And that shit, they will pass you.
But anyway, thank you so much for calling.
Something of this topic.
Thank you.
We will not leave here to you.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's allow others, okay?
You can never leave.
Still picking up. Can't you just be honest? Hello, good evening.
I can be honest, too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Eden Praise from Unilag.
All right, Ben Praise, Dr.
Praise. You're welcome.
In fact, let me say I've been one of the affected.
Oh, the affected.
Yes.
Everyone is now saying we'll be affected.
Okay, no,
I'm saying my own.
Tell us how, when the person came to collect it,
And this one is not even... It's not even because of COVID-19 now. It was before COVID-19 that this one happened.
Before so COVID? Say, that's 2019.
It's everywhere. That period, the person wants just to start a business.
Okay.
Just got an executive shop.
Okay.
This shop that she rented is about 2 million naira shop.
Okay.
And just needed like 100,000 or 200,000 to start the business.
Wow.
So I was able to be of help, lend 100,000 naira.
Okay.
For her to start something in their place.
Okay.
About the next week, he came back. I should add some more so she can start a bit up. I had about 50,000 naira. Gradually, it amount to 200,000.
Wow.
Eventually.
Okay.
When the time now came, she was telling me that my brother abroad will send the money, Though, I'm aware of the brother abroad. But whether the person has sent it and it's just time to pay me, that's when the issue now came up.
Are you
after
is
my
it,
ask,
okay.
What do you say?
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. After several times of asking questions, after, it got a period that I have to go and report to her leaders in our church.
Wow.
Wow, you got to that
Because I
level?
Don't want to bring up anything that will cause chaos everywhere. I have to go and report to our leaders
wow.
in the church who now have the God to be calling two of us together. And I was like, this is what happened.
No, but I want to ask something. Okay. All those times that you were pestering him that, where's my money? Was he remorseful about it, or he was like, I beg.
Thank God you have someone beside you.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean?
Ada, calm down. I don't mention your name.
I can't be calm. I'm the only lady in here. And they're saying, you know how ladies behave. I don't behave that
way. So what you're saying is, when you asked her, she was like, I beg. Am I the only one?
I beg, rest.
She was not respectful.
She said that first, when she was borrowing the money. But when the thing now came for me to be, when I was not asking, you see the way she was shouting.
Really?
Now shouted on me. I was like, when you ask for this money, you now have to go to bank table on me. I took bank table back. I said, what's of this rubbish?
So,
I'm not talk with you.
So the whole matter now look as if now you the owa.
Abio, I don't understand. Now she was now paying gradually 30,000, 50,000.
Why?
Just spoiled the whole money for me. But this night, this very night, now about 2 hours ago, I witnessed two market women.
Yes.
On this issue of buying things on credit. But what I understood there is that is a woman that sells provision like that.
Okay.
Then one woman beside her sells Indomie and all this Indomie eggs like that. The thing that one bought a crate of egg on credit.
Okay.
On Friday. And she's supposed to pay on Saturday.
She
was given an excuse that when she now came today, she now brought a lesser amount she's supposed to pay.
Why?
Lesser amount. So that one now said, no, she's not going to collect this. So that now cost five. They said that this is the amount that when you bought it on Friday, you are supposed to pay me at that time. Now you're now doing as if I'm the one that is now taking you for money. Now
wow.
I have to enter the admin and help them calm the situation down.
Wow.
So it seems when they needed to buy, what you have said is all this of buying provision things that do cost all these things. But some people don't have the spirit. Me, last week that I borrowed $3,000 from somebody, I said I was going to give you tomorrow. You won't believe that I could not spend that 3,000 naira. Because my mind will be there. What if this money is not available when I said I was going to return it? I could not spend it. I have to keep it and go and give it to the person. But this is your money tomorrow. Take your money. I have to go and give it back to the person.
Wow.
Somebody is still owing me 50K before COVID-19 up till now.
Till now.
And
anyway.
He told me then. He said he will give it next month.
Next month never reach now. Have faith. Next month never. Oh. But anyway, thank you very much for calling.
You should have faith.
Thank you so much for calling. And you know, it's so sad because personally, I feel if I borrow money from someone and I tell the person, okay, end of this week, I'll pay. Let's say I borrowed money today. On Tuesday, seeing that person's face, it gets me scared. Like, even if the person smiles at me, his smile is meaning that, Benga, where's my money? Even though he's just pressing his phone, I'd be like, maybe he's typing, Benga, where's my money?
Yeah, I feel you.
And there are some people that, they know they see your face. Yes, so I'm owing you. Am I the only one owing you? What? Like, don't you see that the economy is bad? Can't you, like, are you blind? I'd be like, but you came to beg. Lagos, let's have this conversation. Hello, who is there?
0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Yeah, hello, good evening.
Yeah,
my name is Joseph.
Good evening. Joseph, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from VI.
Alright, from VI, talk to us.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, I'm just in that call that you may mention about the one of the affected. So the person that holds, is he affected? What do you call that person?
No, I don't know.
Because if it's that one, I hope it's affected. Is it affected or what?
I don't know.
Okay.
But have you ever been in that situation before?
Actually, a colleague of mine.
Oh, you know they borrow people money?
No, I do. I do that all I want to now. A colleague of mine, okay. So I borrow her money. So most times you find it difficult to return the money. So I can say, okay, give me money. When they pay, I'll give you back. So when they pay, I'll give her like extra week. She'll just like, see if she's not owing me anything. I find I was up. You have, I remember the money you asked me for the last one. I said, oh, sorry, I'll give you tomorrow. I'll give you tomorrow. When she asked me, when she comes to office, she avoided me. So the one at Apple of recent, she just gave her some money that she wanted to ask to pay her rent. So the money I gave her was 70,000. I gave her 70,000. So when they paid, I was like, I didn't ask her. So I was like, let me just give her a check. Because maybe she said she was passing through a lot. So after like 4 days, I called her and said, Alpha. Because she left work for like 1 week. She didn't consider she was sick. After many days, so she was sick. So I have to call her and say, Alpha, now I don't know. I like your opinion. I say, I know. And if I say, Alpha, when I come to work, he doesn't know yet. I say, Alpha, my money. That money. That he bought the money for her boyfriend. I say, ah, well, I did. So he said, it's serious. Yeah, yes, it's best. I know it's serious. It's serious. Or boyfriend. Say, ah, is there a boyfriend out there? Ah. And when the guy returns your money, you give me.
Wait, any other thing?
Talk to me. She has to leave work because of that money.
Oh, hold on, hold on. When you say any other thing, hold on. Because
was she ready to pay in kind?
Do they pay in kind?
I don't know. She said, who should I want to pay? They have the money.
Okay, so you don't want kind. You just want your money.
Ah, thank you. The money I work for, thank you. I have a girlfriend, though. Thank you.
I'm not even saying that, though. Where is your mind? I was even saying the kind of maybe she will come around, maybe help you wash your clothes, help you. That's what I'm saying. Where is your mind?
Any lady that can tell you that kind of cash, you can do anything.
Is that not the same thing we're thinking?
You can do anything now.
When you say kind, she go wash her plates, you know.
Wash care.
Oh, which kind are you talking? Which kind are you talking?
Weekend visit.
When you lady, I know lady very well. You know lady,
like you've studied us, right?
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Let's allow others be a part of this. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, Adan Linga.
Yeah, good evening.
This is Sam from Lekki.
All right, talk to us.
Although from my own side, I normally use kind of. Borrow money.
Oh, you borrow money.
Yeah, I borrow money, but it's actually from my siblings. As in, I don't actually borrow money from friends.
Okay, borrow from me. Oh, that one is the most dangerous part. Okay, tell us.
Mm-hmm. So, when I borrow money from any of my siblings, let's say my sister or my brother,
okay,
then I have the mindset of paying back, but I'm kind of relaxed because even I don't meet up on the set day, I promise I will still pay back whenever I have the money to pay back. That's how I do my own. Not often, as in.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Thank you so much. All right, but talking about borrowing money from siblings, sometimes I borrow money from siblings. Let's say I borrow money from my kid brother, okay? I am credit worthy because I'm his elder brother. So once I borrow, I tell you, hey, bro, end of this month, I'll pay back. But there's one I am guilty of, and I'm saying it on national radio.
Your mom?
No, not my mom. My elder brother. In the London. So he borrowed me 50,000. So when he borrowed me 50,000, I'd be like, you are in London. You can't expect me to pay you back. And that was what I told him. I said, you know, he's always to pay me.
Benga.
He looked at me and was like, Benga, but I said, yes, you are in London. I'm in Nigeria. Pity my condition. I mean, you are in London. How much is my 50,000 to your? My 50,000 would be like maybe how many pounds now? So I'd be like, maybe I should return the money though. I think I should return the money.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not. He's London.
Benga, you're owing someone 5K.
50,000.
No,
okay.
That girl.
Which girl?
The one you transferred money to. And so you're owing two people.
I didn't borrow that one.
You're owing two people.
I did
people.
Not borrow that one.
5,000 and 50,000. I'm counting it for you.
It was the bank that returned that one.
55,000 naira is what you're owing people.
It was the bank
and
that
it's unfair, Benga.
But really,
you can't sit here and say you're credit worthy and you're doing this.
Ada, how do you return money to someone in London?
How?
Does it even make... Does it?
It does.
London.
Return it. Convert it. Send the money back.
Anyway, let's make up more calls. Ada, leave me alone.
Hello,
good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Benga, calling from Kirikiri.
Oh, Benga from Kirikiri. Namesake. How you doing, brother?
Fine, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well.
So I hope you're a good person.
Good evening.
Ada said, I hope you're a good person.
I'm a good person.
All Bengas are very good people.
Let's not talk
I'm
about
from Ijebu.
You're from Ijebu?
From Ijebu Odetu.
I am Ijebu Odetu, short on.
We know they play with
Paul. I'm Ijebu Ojaraoniyan.
What you are?
Ijebu Omalare. Oh, yeah.
All right, we've come to the end of the show today. Until tomorrow, good night.
All right, thank to us.
Yeah. I have an experience. My colleague, he has a bus that he's using around this time.
Okay.
He just called me that his boss, his boss, he has a boss that he's using to work.
Okay.
And I said, please, he needs 10,000 naira that his driver used his boss to hit someone. I mean, he used a car.
Okay.
That the person did not allow him to go. And he's not having money.
Okay.
So I should borrow him 10,000 naira.
Okay,
that the next day, he's going to pay me back. The next day, I transferred the money to him immediately around this time.
Okay.
The next day, I expected him to come. I said, ah, thank you. He did not even say anything.
Thank you, okay. Is he not borrow?
I now wait.
Why should I say thank you? No, he borrow.
4 months, I did not ask him.
4 months?
Wow.
I now force myself. The funniest part of it, if he just, he will not talk. And he's my neighbor.
Really?
No, wow.
And I called him. The money you borrowed last time, how about it? He said, do not forget that I should please.
He didn't forget.
They never forget, trust
that's
me.
That's a lie, that's
they
a lie.
They never.
I waited again for another 4 months again. He did not even say anything.
And can you imagine? Twice.
This is what is happening. He said he's aware of it. That I should just be patient.
Be patient. Patient.
Good 8 months. And I said, okay. Oh. The funnest part of it is that he sold the bus.
Really?
Instead of him to remove the 10,000
naira
of the
bus,
he did not help him now. He has not saved the money.
Are you
wow.
For real?
When did this happen? What year?
The owner said, "Why be selling provision at the shop?
Yes.
If he wanted to buy anything, he will go outside because of 10 naira difference. He will go outside and buy."
No, that's a bad character. It's a character flaw. That's a bad character. Very bad.
My wife was complaining. I said, "Look, you have to. If they come next time, you are not selling. They should go to where." If they want to buy on credit, they will come to my wife. They want to buy.
Wow.
And if they have the money to buy, they will go outside to buy.
Wow.
I will tell my wife, don't sell you.
Wow.
Yes. My wife had to close it. I had to tell them one day. I said, you know, they should go to where they are buying.
Wow.
And they have money. So people are so funny.
Anyway, thank you so much for calling. My goodness, that is a very terrible person. Hello, good evening. You know what? But what is there? Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Kende. I'm calling from the Ikorodu.
All right, Kende, talk to us.
Okay, so this one time, I had this friend, who was going to do the introduction.
Wants to do the introduction, okay?
Yeah. So, let me get you one. So, Dad, yeah, I got some things already.
Okay.
So he calls me up and says, oh, King, yeah, this and that and that and that. I didn't have any disposable income on me at that time. The only money I had on me was for my business. And, you know, I had plans and all of this. So I said, okay, this is my guy. He's talking about this introduction for him now. I'm talking about to get my own kind of thing.
Okay.
So I took some part of my money and borrowed this guy. So maybe if he calls me tomorrow and says that the money is ready, maybe that's when I will collect my money, because since he's so called into the option has happened, nothing my money. The wedding didn't take place. Nothing has happened. I've not seen my money up to now. So I've asked like a million times.
Now that kind of situation, if you arrest the person, they'll tell say you do bad. If you arrest the person,
No.
Everyone will look at, ah, you're a bad person.
Yeah. You ask. On top of
almost, I think one deserves to be arrested. You should be arrested.
And you know, if for example, now as Christians, you say, oh, Christians should not take arrest each other over money matter, this and that and that and that. But if you're owing someone money, that's when you know somebody's level of integrity. If there's someone owing money,
exactly.
That's when the integrity
exactly.
If I'm owing you money now and I can't afford to pay you money, I always need to check in.
Exactly. That's,
you know what? See? I'm sorry, I don't have the cash now. I'm sorry, I can't pay you now. Or at the very minimum, try pay part of the money and then let the person say you're making an effort.
Exactly. You know,
let the person say you're making
courtesy demands. It's true.
Don't just the people that if I borrow someone money now, I try not to like get involved in any kind of confrontation or anything like that.
Hmm.
But if I borrow you money and you want to try and threaten me on top of it, all hell will break loose. If I owe you money and you say you can't pay me, or you know you're not taking my calls, that's fine. Or you now confront me or the money you're owing me, I could push it for you that day. So thank you very much.
You know, Rich Valens.
Thank you very much. Now, not to even talk about some people who even owe telecommunication companies.
I can't remember.
There are some people.
Okay, I used to back then in school, but
they owe this network. I don't want to mention names.
Mm-hmm.
They owe this network let's say maybe owe like 3,000. Now, but just because of that, they will abandon that network. I'll go about another scene.
You know what, Benga? Let's talk more about this after this break. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Life on Dangerous with Benga and Adele Blessing. Before the break, Benga was talking about people that go as far as borrowing airtime.
From telecommunication companies.
You know, I didn't know that people used to borrow data until last year. I didn't know.
Oh, really?
No. This is when I paid a friend a visit and she told me, I borrowed it out there. What?
No, I think it shows the kind of person you are when you borrow money from telecommunication. You didn't borrow money from anybody, but you borrowed it from telecommunication company. Thank God they are now registering SIMs. So I'm sure maybe it was what the federal government was like. This telecom, they've been complaining.
Oh, we're way beyond that.
So just register, because you know you can't just ditch that thing, because for you to go and register NIN, this one, all because of say the 2,000 where you owe them. I just feel like this is where you show your side of integrity, in honesty. You know, you tell someone that, hey, you come, cap in hand, please help me. And this person, even though this economy is terrible and all of it, and this person now looks at you, you know, has that empathy, sympathy, and says, okay, take. Isn't it honorable that, okay, I'm going to pay on XYZ date, and that XYZ date comes and you pay back? And also, just like what someone said earlier, that you know, a week before, you know that, this money I'm supposed to pay this person next week. But things never appear. Why not go to the person and say, please, can I ask for an extension? You will not die if you do that. Yeah, the person might be like, but that was not what you said. Now, this one, but please. So that it won't get to that day and I will now start forming James Bond. But Lagos, let's have this conversation. Share with us your worst credit experience. If someone has owed you and the person refused to pay up, tell us about it. And really, are Nigerians truly credit worthy? Are they truly honest when it comes to transactions like that? Borrow, make me shake.
Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello, anybody home?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening, how are you?
Very well,
thank you.
Ah, first time caller, I'm so happy to get through.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, hi, Sana.
Yeah, she's here, disturbing me here.
All right, so help me to send my greetings.
I am here.
Ada, please give me shake a shake, please. First time caller, beg.
I should give you shake a shake. But you're owing me now.
I'm not
you.
Welcome. Thank you. I want to remain anonymous a big guy. Maybe I don't know whether that guy is listening.
Tell us.
This guy, as in like since September last year,
okay.
Baba called me, oh boy, say, in the die. And,
wow.
As a matter of fact, his wife was actually in the hospital. His wife burned through through of operation, though. He called me, you know, he'd be calling me. And me, sir, I was looking at the situation anyways. I had to. The 100K I borrowed that guy, I collected it from my sister. Not my own.
Wow.
I collected that 100K from my sister. The guy told me that he's having an issues with his bank account, his account, blah, 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 stuff like that, coupled with what he's into his wife.
Wow.
Baba collected this money and gave my friend. Up to now, I've never seen a dime. This thing is even bringing issues.
And the person did not even come back to meet you and say, but he never vexed.
I've been calling him. If I called him, please, from one story to another.
No, the story, not even finished.
I've managed to pay my sister the 100K, but that money.
Oh, you had to you had to pay your sister back.
I have to pay my sister back, and you know the funny aspect of it is that even the 100K right was kind of my sister. They were doing some contribution
in their school.
So, I mean, the whole of the thing, but it's okay, but it's not a good thing at all. It's not.
Is it okay for us to say that those kind of people are evil? Is it okay to call them evil?
Well, I don't really want to look at it from that angle because I'm still considering him based on the situation he's into. All right, but it's not even even if he's coming up with with 10K, like
yes.
5K, guy, no base, or yeah, just hold this one. You get, but nothing. No. I don't want to mention my name, I will even tell you his own name so that you help me to talk to him, but I don't want to do that. Maybe he might be listening.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Help me to beat Ada once more, please.
Ada, she's
Ada
here.
Is here.
She's, yeah. You know, it's sad. Hello, good evening.
So sorry about that.
You know, I feel it is okay.
When did you borrow
a
time?
No, I don't.
Be honest.
No, no kidding. No kidding.
So you top up?
No, immediately. It might not be that much, all right? It might not be that much. Maybe airtime 400, you know, 300, 400. But I know it's something I can afford.
Oh, yeah?
Jiga, but why? I feel... And I'm glad I've not dated someone because it is something I'll use to gauge you, the kind of person you are. If you borrow airtime, you borrow it. Like
what
borrow...
if I tell you that there is somebody that I know that you like as a friend or something that she borrows?
The love don't die.
I know this lady, but I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, just it's someone I like and I haven't liked the person. The likeness have dried up. Because I feel like, yo, what is there to pay back? Because now that they are now registering SIMs, all right? So it'd be like, you can't run anywhere again. Let's say, for example, you have maybe two lines. You now say that, oh, this one, oh my, the old day in 2000. No, they pay. Let me buy credit on this one. Someone wants to send you recharge card. Nah, don't send it on line one, no. Send it to line two. Be like, why? I don't know, they owe their life since last year. You know, it's sad. I don't know, they owe this since last year. That is a character. It shows that you're not honest. Integrity far from you. Let's pick up more calls.
Hello? So sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello? Oh, what's going on? I think they're calling on borrowed airtime. Yeah. I think so. Not sure.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, please.
Adania.
Mm-hmm.
How was your weekend?
Ah, it was good.
Uncle Benga, congrats.
No stress.
Oh, thank you, Manju. Oh, you're the first one to tell me congratulations. Oh.
Congratulations. And I know
thank you very
coming,
much.
Right?
What?
You know who is calling?
Of course, my dearest happiness.
My love. You see, I have this concept in me, you understand? Waiting I don't get, not the hungry me. You understand? That's just my word. Waiting I don't get, not the hungry me. It's just that I like my peace. So sure. I don't go beyond my boundaries, you know. And when it comes to money, most Nigerians are not nice at all. You don't have this good character of paying back, or at least good approach towards paying back. It's a big problem, and it's not nice at all.
Is it a matter of arrogance?
Honestly, we are fond of, you know, as if they are right, or they'll just change it for you.
Is it okay to call those kind of persons evil?
Sorry?
Is it okay to call them evil people?
To call them what?
Evil.
Honestly.
You agree that they are evil people, ba? Okay.
They are doing their village thing. And it's very bad. It's very bad. No, we Nigerians, I don't know about other people in other countries, but we Nigerians, we are not nice when it comes to paying back.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you so
much. Yes. Oh, wow. Okay, happiness. Feel free to call back. It is 99.3 Nigeria, but we're talking about people that go about borrowing money, borrowing airtime, borrowing data. Why?
You borrow everything. Sometimes, and some face me, I face you.
And some people borrow time as well on air. So you borrow me 30 minutes. I'll return it tomorrow, but...
Ada. What? Ada.
Yeah, they borrow Ada, everything. They borrow Ada.
Face me if you want to face.
Oh, you? I didn't know.
You know, some face me and face me houses. Some people borrow water. Borrow me this bucket of water. They no go return. You know, I think courtesy demands. Nigerian. And most of the time, most Nigerians, we abuse politicians, we insult them. Oh, they are this, they are that, they are this. But how about you? Because when you point one finger at a politician or a government official that, hey, he's corrupt, but you have four fingers, dirty fingernails pointed at you. Is that not corruption when you borrow something from someone and you are not paying back? When you borrow something and you're not paying, you're corrupt. When you borrow, or you think when you borrow money from telecommunication companies and they don't, and you don't pay back, you are not corrupt, Abby. You are holy. No, you're not. You are very, very corrupt.
That's why some of these loan apps, sometimes when I see what they do to people, I just laugh.
Sometimes I don't pity.
I know
they go the extreme.
And you can't pay back. Sometimes they just send
PC, you know,
that this person is dead.
Yeah, I know. But those ones, they go to the extreme, But I feel there's some people, they are just really terrible when it comes to, they're not just credit worthy. But you insult politician, you insult this one, you insult, this pastor has private jets, this one. But how about you? Are you checking yourself? Have you ever thought about it? Why are you not using that your line one to recharge again? I wish some telecommunication company would start on pages of newspapers, names of people that are owing them. Let us see.
What did you see your family member's name there?
I will cut off from that person. I will. Because it shows that you're not honest. You're not.
What if this person was in a very... I don't borrow. Like, Benga knows how much I have on my phone as airtime.
You know.
I do 5K and above basketball. I talk a lot on the phone with my guys. So, like I'm saying, my friends, by that I mean, what if that person was in a situation where... You know, no network, probably a little challenge here and there.
In the Sahara.
For real, I'm being serious. There are times where I find myself places that I want to top up,
Okay.
My app, my bank app.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
three
message,
will not
yeah.
Open, will not be opening. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I call a friend, like she's my go-to person.
Yeah.
I'm like, babe, how far? See where I did. Just
send
me 2K airtime. When I come out here, I go send. As soon as I leave, I send her the money back. But what if people or such a person doesn't have people like that to call and say, okay, send
and
me this airtime ASAP.
From,
yeah.
I had to borrow from telecommunication mm-hmm.
And then you get to now meet such a person on that day with minus so-so airtime. And what?
It has been minus since last year.
Oh, like you'll be checking the person?
No. You'll be like, since last year.
How?
It is sad. If you borrow, just like what you said, you mm-hmm. borrow 2,000 naira, mm-hmm. okay? And your bank app will open.
Yeah,
let's say tomorrow.
Definitely.
Or the next day, max, you
a
know.
A couple of hours.
Or a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And when it does, courtesy the return and pay back. You know, you pay it back. But because I know someone. I wanted to send a recharge, guys. No, don't send it on this line. I'm like, but it's your line. I know. Send it on this other line. This other line. This one I'm using to call you. Not the one that you know. Like, why?
Yeah, because at that point, she's utilizing this one for call and maybe that one for data.
If you say, okay, let me do it. No, I'm not ready to pay them. Since last year. No, Nigerians need to change. Nigerians need to change. Let's pick up more calls. Who is that?
Now, people will call and be like, yeah, this is what happened to me. I borrowed someone money and the person blocked me. The person did this. What about you? What about the time that you borrowed?
Exactly. Everybody getting on. Me too. I've said mine.
You have to pay back.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Benga and that blessing my baby.
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Hello, people on the line.
Welcome
on board.
Yeah. Gwenga.
Yes.
Since 2017, I supply market for one man. For the first time for me to see that man, gave me market of 110,000. Till today, I never see the man again.
Oh, dear Lord. 2017.
17.
How many years is that?
Those people that are your teeth.
5 years.
They hear me.
Yes.
They hear me. If I go meet them, they will tell me, say, the man never give you that money. That man never give you that money.
Wow.
I do all my possible to see whether I will collect my money.
Wow.
Those schools every day, they will say, the man will come. Which today,
wow.
I never see Mbenga.
Wow.
He gave me check when he gave me for, the check of, is it Intercontinental or what? That banker give me the check. I went there to go investigate. He said, no, don't take the check, go there. That you pay the money into the account. If we pay, we call me. That
wow.
You don't take the check, go there. One Igbo man.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
They hear me?
Yes.
And the planner had to go and arrest the shorties. Because of the shorties, the brother of the person who collected the market from me is one of the CEO in...
Okay.
What they call it, Sango Police Station.
Okay.
If I go there, you say, don't worry, my brother will bring the money. Which today, you never give me the money.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes you say, I should go and pray so that they will give they will
go
give
and
money
pray, you see? Go and pray. Prayer.
We're gonna see what I see.
Oh, my goodness. Now, would you want to borrow someone or want to do something like that to someone else?
Okay. Let me tell you what's happened. Let me tell you the one that happened of recently now.
Yes.
January this year, family, they don't have accommodation. They think they came from what they call it, these places are fighting, not fight. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Okay.
Nah. And I think these people to myself, contain where I'm living.
Okay.
Do you know what this people did? Do you know, first of all, the woman not begged me, please. They have accommodation problem.
Okay.
I stay in the compound that I'm living. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Nah, I said, okay, no problem. You and your husband and your one is have a one kid. Come and stay with me.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you. The story and the way the people are taking me or the way the people that woman particularly saying things, maybe when I was shocked. I take annoyance to they should move on 18th of last month. I say I cannot accommodate you people again.
Wow.
I know I'm giving them food though. I know I'm bringing some, sometimes they bring, but the way the woman are behaving, you look like, is he my wife?
Wow.
Do I have any business with you? Just to assist you. Now it become problem to me.
Oh dear.
So I've started in my mind, I can't help anybody such a thing again. I can't do it. And with my son here, my son is 12 years, he's with me here.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh dear, Oluwa Chukwudi. But do also call back if you can. Nigerians are good on the radio. No caller abuses a woman. No caller supports a bad government. No caller is a bad debtor. We're all good. But me?
Yeah, we're all good. You're all there, man.
I do. And sometimes dodge from people I owe, but I only owe by family. I don't like a son of public borrowing. Like now, I'm owing my sister 25,000 naira. I borrowed 100,000 naira in February and have been paying 25,000 naira per month. One thing I can't do is owe and go using the equivalents to flex. Owe 50k, then go buy a pearl worth 40k. That's bad. Chris.
And I have one. I don't know if it's...
Another confession?
It's a bad thing.
It is.
You don't even know
what coming from you, it is.
If I borrow someone money...
Yeah.
I find it very difficult to ask you for my money.
Oh, that...
Because most of the time, I always want to let the Holy Spirit talk to you. I believe you have good conscience. Come and pay, but I don't have to ask you. Because really, I don't know how to ask people. I'd rather send someone, please let me go and ask that person. Because I feel I don't want to embarrass the person. Okay? So instead, I'll just maybe send someone like, talk to this person, tell him to pay me my money now. You know? Which is sad. You know, because I want to just let you just do it on your... Saturday, unfailingly Saturday, let me have your ass safe, let me have your account number, so that once it just drops, I just drop it
actually
like a heart.
What I do now, let's say if someone should approach me, oh Ada, can you help me with 20,000 naira, and I just see or I feel that you're going to put me through that stress of calling you or texting you to send my money back to me, I just thought, you see, guy, I don't have all. I give you 5 or 10K, depending how rich I am at the time.
The one you know that, that's even it. If you don't pay
it's not
back,
even payback.
It's
I
fine.
Tell you, take. I don't have that money to borrow, but this is me supporting you. Have it. And that's it. So I don't even think of it. I don't stress my head. I don't stress myself. I'm like, okay, fine, go with it. That's fine. I don't like that, making my plans, you know, around the money. Okay, I am giving you 50,000 naira. Next month, this is your 50K. When you return it, this is the money I want to use to sort out this problem. And then it gets to that month, I'm calling you, you're not picking my calls. And I've already planned my life around my finances at the time, and you now leave me stranded. I'll now be broke and hungry because of you, because I decided to help you a couple of months back. Now I'm not doing that.
And let's not also forget some... Everybody will collect this breakfast. Parents that borrow money from their kids. This one, my mom did that one plenty times. You know, let's say we go to parties or maybe someone gave us cash.
Right. Oh, that's one.
And my mom would call me like... That's when she calls me my full name.
Let me keep it for you.
Like, Oluwa Benga. Oluwa Shes, some fine boy. borrow me this... How much was then? Maybe 500 naira. I want to quickly use it too. Don't, I'm going to give you. Remind me. Okay, mommy. Okay. You know she's your mom. You can't really say no. And you give it back. And you give it to her. That's all. Yoruba people will say, Alora mi rami. It has gone. Like, it has gone with the wind. I don't think parents pay back their money to kids. I'm not so sure.
I think if my mom was giving me everything they gave me growing up, I
should... He's almost on my car.
No. I suppose on rich past Elon Musk. I kid you not. Like, I was such a cute baby.
Oh,
almost everyone, yeah, they were giving money at the time. Everyone was giving money.
Oh, dear.
At that time, growing up. Like, oh, cute baby. Oh, look at her cheek. Take. But now, grow up being broke.
Let's make up more calls.
I grew up being broke. I was asking my mom. Like, she was keeping it for me. But there was a day I summoned the courage to ask my mom. I think I was in secondary school.
Yeah.
And I asked her for the money. My mom, wait, so all the money they've been giving me. My mom reminded me. She gave me my full history.
All mothers do.
All the food you've been eating in this house.
I don't know. And it's criminal.
All the food you've been eating. It's not fair. All the clothes I've been buying for you. I'm like, hold up.
Like all this
food. So if these guys were not giving me money.
Exactly.
Are you trying to tell me that you wouldn't have been feeding me in this house?
I think all African mothers, they graduated from the same school.
But how? Why do they all act alike?
Like they...
It's worrisome.
Like, my mom will tell you, all the school fees, the good clothes, you know.
So if those strangers are not giving me money, so
at the end of the day, you just be like, okay.
But I really can't wait to do that to people too. So
no, that's
I can't wait
wrong.
To have children.
That's wrong.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay them back.
Why?
Imagine Benga paying them, visiting them, be like, hey baby, take. I'll be like, hey Uncle Benga, give you money. Let me keep it for you, babe. And I'll be with my husband in the room. Let's go shut down Lagos.
Let's pick up vocals. Who's there?
Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please.
I'm calling back.
Welcome back, happiness.
Husbands that they don't pay back the
husbands. I'll be wives. Wives, they don't pay.
Wait.
I'll pay.
Happiness. Share the breakfast round. When you say husbands that don't pay, how about the wives that don't pay back? What is that? Oh yeah.
It is our money now.
You see this life. You know, it's like, you know that soundtrack. in this life you reap. It's wrong.
I've not heard from Frank.
You said what?
I said I've not heard from Frank. I
don't know. Maybe you will call. Maybe we'll call later tonight.
Okay.
Maybe. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Hello. Good evening.
Hi, Ada. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This Prudence. I'm calling from Ayabo. Benga also. Good evening.
Yeah. I'm okay. What's your name again?
Prudence.
Oh, wow.
Amazing name.
I like that name.
Yeah.
Really rare. All right. Talk to us.
Yes, I actually called because of what Benga said previously about not being able to ask the person you both.
So we are both like that, right?
Yeah, we are even on that.
So you always have issues just asking them, like, where's my money? Because you don't want to make them feel embarrassed.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to embarrass you or make you feel bad or something. So,
and because of that, most of them, they take you for granted because of it.
Personally, I don't borrow money because I don't want to ask you. So I want to borrow. If I know it's not convenient for me to dash you that money and you ask me for it, I'd rather just say I don't have. Instead of telling you that you should pay me back because I won't be able to ask for it. So instead of putting myself and you in sort of an uncomfortable situation, I'd rather not give the money out.
So I feel you.
That's what I do. But if I have it, I would rather give it to you than borrow.
True that. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. Prudence, I love that name. I really do. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. All right, who's there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sexy Moyo.
Good morning. Oh, Moyo, how are you?
Sexy Moyo. You're welcome.
Hello?
Yeah Moyo, talk to us.
Yeah. Oh, where are you? You look as I'm owing money. It's my immediate sister.
Oh, your kid sister?
My immediate sister.
Oh, your immediate sister.
Elder sister.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell her, auntie, please, can you please lend me some money? She'll lend me the money later. Money offer.
Like, it turns to his coming.
I'll give you. Tell her that, Ozunlo Goji. I'll give you now. I don't like it. I want to lend you money again.
Oh dear.
You should never lend money again.
Oh dear.
She's a big sister now, so you have to give her a big sister the money.
All right. Thank you so much, Moyo. I hope God will speak to you and you will pay back. You don't have any plans of paying back.
Ah. Moyo, you don't want to pay back.
I'll give her back. No.
When?
EFCC is listening when? Now. EFCC is listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Amcon is also listening. So.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Please pay your debt. Good to be back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's take more calls. We're talking about people who act, you know, nicely when they want to come borrow. They talk to you in a very calm tone. Like, please, I'll pay back. Just give me 3 days.
End
three
of the month.
Days. Talking about 3 days. So, back then in the university, yeah, I was with parents and siblings and everyone.
Okay.
So I met my older brother and I told him, I asked him for money. I think it was 3 or 5,000 naira. I think 5K. I was like, bro, how far? If you give me 5K, I go give you back in the evening. I think this was in the morning. It's like, I go give you back in the evening because then I was expecting money. Guess what my brother said? Wait now, when you get up for evening, you use. My guy almost cried. I was like, what? And he was serious. He did not. He said I should wait. And honestly, I waited.
It's sad. It is sad.
I think that should be the energy moving forward.
You see, just like what that the guy who sent in message, he said that most of the people who are calling, none of them saying that, okay, I think maybe one or two people said okay, that they agree that they are owing someone. And that was why I had to come out clean first. All right, yes, my elder brother, 50,000, he borrowed me. Then I was in Port Harcourt. I had some, you know, little cash challenge. And he gave me the 50,000 naira. And I said, okay, Binga. It was now time for me to read. I'd be like, no, you are in London. Like, that was what I told him. I said, you are in London.
What an entitled brother you are.
Yeah, I agree. I told you, you are in London. Maybe, I think maybe, I've given my life to Christ, so I think maybe I'll return
it. You haven't. If you have, you're going to return it and then pay back that 5,000 naira.
That was my response.
At least, make an attempt. Make an effort. Oh, I want to return this money. Let him say, take. Keep
because
it.
I just looked at it like, 50,000 naira Nigerian currency right now. If I convert it to pounds and send it to you, you know, it's below you. Why would I send?
Maybe he had plans using that money to go get pizza.
How much is pounds now? I think like 700 naira.
I think so.
So 700 naira for 50,000, how much is that?
Let me be sure that pounds is...
Just check how much is pounds, okay? So that I'll know maybe I'll return it or not. If it is not 500 pounds, I'm not returning.
Yeah, it's 500.
It's 522 naira. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 522 naira for 50,000.
Let's just do 530.
Okay, let's do 530.
Okay.
For 50,000.
530 times 50,000. Benga, come on, you're bigger than this.
No, I think it's supposed to be 50,000 divided by 530.
No.
To get the pound sterling equivalent. Yeah. So that is below 100 pounds. Bro, forget, I'm not paying. It's below you, 100 pounds.
Benga.
It's below.
Benga.
It's below 100. How much is 100 pounds? It's just like someone wants to give me back 100 naira.
Benga.
What?
Return it.
All right, back to the phone line, Drake.
I know when they're going to pay you salary.
94 pounds.
So I'll hit your brother up. Small. I'll hit your brother up and just tell him, oh, that money, oh. Man, guys, boxed up now, no. Ask for it now. If you don't need the money, ask him to send it to mom or to dad. Let's just know that, okay.
Okay. I'll tell him. Mention your favorite, maybe charity home. And I'll go and give them something. But at least, I'm not paying back. Leave me alone. Let's pick up more calls.
So when he gives you the go ahead, you now remind him that you're motherless. Oh, yeah. Or you're homeless as well, so you've used it for yourself.
Hello,
Benga, pay your brother back.
I hear you.
Hello, good evening, Benga.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, this Friday, point well,
all right, Friday, talk to us.
Yeah, Benga, I want to ask, what of those who will go to church when they are having programs? They will make a big blank.
I've done that before.
At the end of the day, the church will be... They will call them out to pray for them.
No, they will come out like proud people. Like they come out, you know, everybody, all the people we know get when they look them, say, oh, boy, this guy go pledge 1 million, go. So they will come and you know.
He just will be calling them, Benga. These people will not turn up. If you know what that borrow is.
No, I think I've not done that before.
I have.
No, because I'll feel God is actually looking at me like this. See, this boy. You know, so I don't think I have the mind to do that one. But let's pick up
I did, though. There was this guy.
Yes.
That was entering my eyes in church.
Okay.
So the pastor now started, he started preaching and asking for, what's it called? Altar call? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how they start from a millionaire down to 500, down to 200, down to... So I never wanted to pay nothing. But this guy was just there. I was like, how do I just show this guy that I'm boxed up? I've never said this out. So when they called 200K, I stepped out. It's like, And my friends, they looked at me like, Adam, we know chop come up for a house this morning.
Oh, dear.
Then they gave us pieces of paper to write our names and phone number. I did not. So I left, I went home and I was like, Lord have mercy. Yeah, that happened.
No, when it comes to that, the one I know I've done before, all right, true confession. That's why it wasn't even related to money. I went to a Catholic church. All right, it was because of a girl I went to that church. Okay, so when it was now time, I saw the girl come out. She wanted to take Holy Communion. I died, follow. I just knelt down. You know, I didn't know what they say, say body of Christ. In my mind, what I wanted to say, a body of Christ, hallelujah. You know, because normally they just say, and thank God the person beside me actually said what they always respond to. It was just because, Jesus, just have mercy on me.
Those
were times that I didn't know.
Have mercy on
I
us.
I didn't know.
We didn't know.
I did not
know. We're pretty young.
All right, still picking up more calls. We're looking at worst credit experience. If someone has owed you money or anything and the person refused
to pay. Or if you're currently owing someone.
Yes, tell us. Tell us. Hello. Okay. Hello, good evening.
Tell us, let's clear the bills.
Oh, Mayom, talk to us.
Yeah. There's one thing I like. I said, God forgive for lying. I like my sister. I want to do something. That is very, very important to my life. And it's a lie. Because I will not give money again. You don't want to take my money back. You give me that money. I use that money for something else. Something that I never really been able to say. So she now asked me, what are you offer? My money. I said, Auntie, I got me.
What's a bag me?
I forget it. That is entitlement mentality.
Hello?
Moyo. That's entitlement Hello? Mentality.
Yeah, we're here.
No, she's my middle sister now.
It doesn't matter. Okay. She has a life. She needs her cash.
Father bless you. You are doing as if you don't use to tell your sister.
No, she doesn't borrow money. She doesn't.
I don't borrow, but I know where they go when it red. No be to borrow.
I
just go there and like, I am broke. And then I hear, come on, baby, don't cry. I got you.
She knows I'm going to give her that money. She knows I'm going to give her that money. But anytime maybe she'll do something. I'm going to go for my money now. And say, I'll give you the money now. Sorry. I'll not be using style. That's what I used to do. You still come again. And she will still give me again. That's when the part of it. She will still give me.
Nah, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. All right, thank you. Now, talking about honesty, are Nigerians actually honest, okay? I was having a conversation with someone on Sunday talking about this issue of honesty, and she said that the country does not really give room for people to be honest. And I'm like, why would you say that? He said, let's say, for example, have you ever had this kind of thing that wrong transaction and it enters into your account?
No, but I've had situations of, you know, buying stuff and forgetting to pay, and the person selling it will not also remember. Then I walk back.
My own happened.
I walk back and say, "You did not take money from me. Here is it. Here is your cash."
Mine happened last week.
Oh, yeah?
Mine happened last week. I bought perfume. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they brought it. And I told the dispatch rider, Baba, what's up? How much? The guy said, they didn't tell me to collect money. Ah. I said, call them back. And they called. The guy didn't pick. The guy was even cutting the call. Ah. I said, okay. Then I left. The guy left. Ah. Well, you know, deep down me, I felt bad. Okay? I had to call those guys. It took a while before they picked up. And like, your dispatch rider did not collect money. And he said, thank you, sir. I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot to tell him. Imagine it was someone else. Straight up, three lovely perfumes. Three. And so I'll just collect free perfume like that. Now, and Nigerians actually honest when it comes to things like that. You said the country does not really reward people to be honest. Imagine
honest people.
Imagine someone, let's say you see what a cash, like, you know, huge money, and you return it. The society around you will be like, you be fool. Money will be saying you're supposed to carry gold. This one, you'll be more.
Some
you
will be like, sense. The Lord has answered my prayers.
Lord answered your prayers and you return it. Child, you know, if you get sense. You know, be like, is it a bad thing for you to be honest in this country? Is it a bad thing? It's not a bad thing. And some will be like, yeah, the Lord has, and some will put spirituality to it, that the Lord has answered your prayers. That is so wrong. That is so, so wrong. But anyway, we're looking at West Credit Experience, okay? If you just joined us, it's Live and Dangerous, 20 minutes to the top of the hour, 12 o'clock. My name is Gbenga Oreshegun. Zuma Rock, the man you just have to love, all right?
Please,
I'm with Ada. She's disturbing me real big here. Let's
that's
talk.
A lie. I used to, but not anymore.
She, no, Ada.
I'm a changed person. Very peaceful. An introvert.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
Finally.
Oh, you're welcome.
You calling me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Brother Gbenga.
Yeah, Baba, I can't shall I?
I'm good. Ada, you
welcome,
good.
Moses. So good.
We are talking about credit. Oh, my uncle. Sorry. That many times I don't collect money from my uncle, and then, like, I'll give you. But in my mind, I don't say that money.
Moses and you are
there's
a pastor.
Like giving.
Moses and you are a pastor.
I'll give you now to collect them.
Moses and you are a pastor.
Oga.
You are a pastor.
Hey. I'm not a pastor. I know things are the priest.
Okay, okay.
I don't even believe in the word pastor.
Okay, you are with him. You are with him.
I don't tell you as a pastor.
You are
I don't believe
Christian.
In the word pastor.
You are a
in the first
Christian.
Place.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, no pastor. Oh, yeah, you are a Christian. Heaven bound. This thing you just said now.
We are being realistic.
Okay,
here.
This thing you said now.
Yes, it has nothing to do with maybe the preaching work or not. This is just.
No, it is deceit.
This is my father.
Whether uncle or not, you know it's deception.
Binga.
Yeah, the
let me land. Then okay. You can fly as you like.
You have not answered my question. You said fly.
I don't hear your question. I don't hear your question.
Go.
Oh yeah, ask your question.
I said, you know, do you know that it is deception? You know you are not going to pay, but you tell them say borrow me. You know inside you say you are not paying it.
You see, my uncle will not give it to me if I don't say uncle borrow me.
Uncle.
Okay, so until you use the word borrow, that's where you get the money from.
Yes. Not that you see. It's like I borrowed my dad and I borrow her money. Do you know, I can never ask and I will never ask.
Why can't you ask?
Because I don't know how much I don't think or even can I compare whatever little thing I give to her to what she has done for me?
Okay.
See, this is some African thing.
Forget African.
Onyebo, I will not lie to you. God is my witness. There is a white girl in German I was talking to today that wish she can live African life. Una dead here, they borrow Onyebo man life. Onyebo, they can't visit themselves the way we visit ourselves. They don't have that love the way we love ourselves, that we are free with each other here.
Oh, you think they, you think they are not free with each other? Oh, wait, but I'm Moses. You think they are not free with each other? Yeah.
Talk.
You think they are not free with each other? Now only with they free with each other.
Forget him. Mona, you call Oyinbo. No matter of Oyinbo. Na me kuna no dey una no even respect una own.
We.
Ah, child.
Moses. It hasn't gotten to this level.
No, make you know you call him. I know they won't hear that word Onyebo.
Why don't you want to hear Onyebo? Okay,
don't
Onyebo.
Hear your
oh, yeah, Onyebo.
Onyebo.
I'm in the you studio. Come and beat
own.
Me. Oh yeah.
Respect your own.
All right. Thank you very much, Moses. Thank you very much, Moses.
As soon as I pick the call, I'm just gonna laugh at it. Okay.
I love to pick on you.
Moses is here. Let's do it. Anyway, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Life and Dangerous with Genger and Dad. Mm-hmm. Blessing. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about good people. People that borrow
integrity
and block you.
Integrity. Like just like what Moses said.
They don't want stress. They want peace.
He says he knows that he's not going to pay it.
When he gets from his uncle. He was specific.
Because he knows that the uncle too will not give you unless you use that code, uncle, borrow me. And when he now gives you, you know deep down, say, this one, voicemail.
This is going to borrow me money. I promise voicemail. To pay back. Promise to pay back.
You know.
Bingo.
Even if it's installments, paying installments, all right? Yeah, I know there are some, and also the people who pay in installments, those kind of people too, they have another special place.
Now, that's another thing I don't like.
Imagine you borrow 5,000 naira from someone.
Yeah.
And you are paying in installments, 200 naira today, 300 naira tomorrow. You know, it is
it makes
evil.
No sense.
It makes no sense
You're
of the money.
You're going to stop that person's plan.
It makes no sense.
See, I have loads of reasons I just say no. Before I borrow you money, I probably don't need that money, or I wouldn't be needing the money for like a year. Then I can, okay, fine, have it. So if you want to play with it, fine. If you want to pay back, it's okay.
It makes no sense.
Or you give someone 500k and the person will assure you, you know what, I'll pay back in 2 weeks. And the person will now use 2 years to pay back 5,000 naira monthly. Bro, what do you want me to do with that?
It is the height of deception, okay? It's even on a, take him under false pretense because you know they return this money. But yeah, you say, please borrow me, you know. My wife just gave birth. She just put to bed.
Yeah, they come to you with
like,
some sort of sympathetic stories.
Imagine, Ada, please, I need like 100K. My grandmother, she swallowed shovel. She swallowed shovel. Please, just
she swallowed nepapo.
You know, just help. And you'd be like, really? How she do? Oh, please, just help me, you know. And you know, quickly transfer. Immediately you do that. Don't worry. End of the month. You know, just like that guy I told you about.
Relationship.
Like, I'd be like, no, your 100K is not my problem right now. I have bigger fish to fry. A bigger baby. It's rough. It's not fair. Let's pick up more calls. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, hello, good evening. Good evening. What's your name? Where you calling
from?
Good evening. Hello. What's your name? Hello. You're not talking. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Timmy Tayo.
Timmy Tayo. Okay.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Welcome.
Mr. Reshego.
Oh yes, Baba.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Our radio girlfriend.
Yes, please. Good evening.
Yes, talking about borrowing. What about someone like us that borrow with intention, with good intention to return, and we use the money for business, and luckily the person was aware, like a shell cow. And unfortunately, this is not my first year, but last year, I actually put so many millions, and I ended to at the point I saw some good market, like in Niger, so I needed to add money. So I called my boss and her husband to raise me, and they gave me 500k each, which was not, which was below what I wanted, but at least, which was below my, but at least it was still fine.
Okay.
I was able to use it, but unfortunately, I lost more than 11 of my cows.
Oh, wow.
I know, when you lost cows, like, you have, I have one of the, all of the cows, like 1.5. I have some 200, I have some 250, I have some 180. And more than 11 of them just died.
Wow.
And they turned me into a basic person. Turned me into debtor. Like, I'm not even free from the basic. I'm still paying, and I'm paying little bills because I can't afford to pay some of them. So people invested in me because of trust, because of, like, I've been doing it for years. And the year I actually added extra money was the year I had, I made so much loss. That was just last year.
Now,
so what do we,
now,
what do
you
say
to
me that like that?
Did you go to meet the people you borrowed
guys,
from?
But can I cut and hear you from the radio?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Did you go to meet those people that you borrowed money from to explain things before the deadline of payment? It's not when... No, there's some people be like, eh, Shabi, the deadline of payment, that's when I will now come to meet you and say, Baba, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to pay you today. You're not supposed to do that on that particular day. If the deadline for payment is Sunday and you go meet the person on Tuesday, before the Sunday, Baba, I'm sorry, I'm asking for an extension, please. You know, this and this and you explain. If the person agrees to, fine. But it is a good way to show that, okay, I'm sorry, or this is some sort of circumstance that is beyond my control. No vex. I will still pay. Please, just you know, please, I beg. You know, I feel that's the right way to go instead of, you just go AWOL, you just disappear. It's not fair. And also, another group of people, I think we used to do that when in secondary school.
Okay.
Borrow me 100 naira to pay 200 naira. I feel those ones are not another special people. You know, that those ones, yes, they borrowed you money. Yes, I know some, it's good to always, it's not a bad thing to collect interest, but some people will collect 100% interest just because they borrowed you. Just because they borrowed you money.
These guys were entrepreneurs.
You pay 100, you borrow 100,000, they want you to pay back 200,000. Be like, how nah? How? It's scary. Let's pick up more calls.
0700 993 993 993. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my name is Benga, I call again.
Oh, Benga, talk to us.
Yeah. Among those that were calling, nobody ever talked straight and whole people.
Yes, now, I think two people okay. Called in. But Amos is true, he said he owes his uncle.
I was owing someone maybe around about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And each time the person called, I pick.
Oh, you pick the person's call.
I pick. At times I call the person. Please exercise patience.
Okay.
I don't have the money now.
You know what? Can you call back?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Call us back, all right?
We
have bills
to
pay.
Okay.
And when we get back, we'll be hearing more stories. I can't wait to hear from Benga to tell me about that lady that he got money from and refused paying. Anyway, we'll be right back.
RF just joined us. It's live and dangerous. We're gradually coasting home. It's 6 minutes till the top of the hour, 12 o'clock. My name is Benga. Orisha Gazuma Rock. If you call me the man, you just have to love. And I'm still here with my official Radio X.
What? Wait, I leave the studio.
She's been disturbing me since. I really don't know.
I haven't been.
I don't go cook tomorrow. Man.
I know cook.
Why are you like
this? I want to make my nails.
Borrow me still.
What are you for your bag?
And I borrow me still.
What are you paying back?
on Friday.
Wait, on Friday you eat?
Borrow me meat. No?
When you have it on Friday, you eat.
Oh, it's sad. Let's look up more calls on KSV Coast Home.
0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, God bless you. Good evening.
Yeah, good
evening. Welcome, Oluwachukwudi.
Yeah. As I was saying before, my credit finished.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So now, what can I do for that man that owed me 110,000, 2017. What can I do to the man?
Okay. Have you tried calling him?
The number is switched off.
Do you know where he stays?
No, only the grantor.
Yeah, meet them.
When I meet the grantor, they will tell me they will pay.
Since 2017.
I can't hear you.
Since 2017. I think at this point, if you really need your money, you just have to report to the police.
Arrest them.
It is what it is.
Go and report to police.
You can't even be sought.
But the brother of that man is second command at Sango police station.
Oh, so you feel like if they arrest him, they will release him, Babi?
If they arrest
get
the man,
a lawyer. They will charge him to go. You will get your money. You know, some people don't have a right to be stupid. You know? Because it is evil. It is evil. You borrowed more. How many years now? That's 5 years.
More than 5 years, you know.
No, you don't have the monopoly to be stupid, you know. This is someone that actually borrowed you since 2017, and you say, oh, I am a smart person. I won't return it. 5 years. How do you sleep at night? No, the best thing is report to the police. Get a lawyer for yourself. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
And make sure that money is collected. Charge that person to court. Sue that person. And the person might even pay double. No, now some people can't just be nasty and just ruin people's businesses, ruin people's finances because they are trying to be smart. But anyway, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. You know, you don't have to ruin people's businesses, ruin people. You know, it doesn't make sense. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I think about is, I think about you. Why should I think about you? Because you are owing me money.
Because you love them.
Hello, good evening. Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Ibn Praise calling back.
Oh, Ibn Praise, talk to us.
Yeah, the advice you just gave Oluwachukwudi now, I will counter it a bit.
Oh, counter it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because when someone, it depends on how much he's been owed.
Okay.
If he's been owed like 100, 200, whatever, like I said, my own is 200 earlier. If he tries to go to the police station, you can see he gave an example before that. The person has somebody there. Even if he doesn't have anybody there, police want to collect their own money, sure you know.
Police are good people. They are good people.
The money we are talking about might eventually be bastardized at the end. Do you know that
you can sue that person and the person will pay interest on that money?
Yes, interest on the money.
And the person
maximum,
might even pay double. Yes.
Yes, double. But when you now calculate how much he's using for the processing to pay lawyer and everything, the double might not even be anything to talk about with the whole money that.
So what are you suggesting? So the money.
The reason I'm saying that is because. I also have an experience. Someone bought my laptop. I refused to pay up to about 2 years.
Wow.
When I got so, and they know that I wanted to use the money for my school fees in Unilag, he was giving excuses. Eventually, wow. I had soldiers as friends.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let me land. So you know that all these things that go and do this might not work.
Okay.
So I brought in Sylvia as my friend who have planned to come and embarrass him inside because the person concerned is an organist.
Okay.
So they wanted to go embarrass him while he was playing organ in the international church.
Oh dear.
So I calmed them down that they should not do that, things like that. So they actually found a way to bring him out. After the whole process, he agreed to pay the money twice. Now, the first one he paid, it was supposed to be paid to the soldier. The soldier did not give it to me since he is my friend. So the first half that was paid to the soldier, the soldier borrowed it. He said he's going to pay me later. So up till now, that half has not been paid. Will I go and sell to the soldier? Who will I go and take to go and fight the soldier now?
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? That sometimes other things will not work. But if you go, I'll advise him. Now, see if he has some, like I said earlier, I went to meet someone that owed me, the person, the one of the leaders, someone that can talk to the person. That one way or the other, if you just carefully collect his money stylishly, it may not come at once, but collect it stylishly and just close your mind that you will never borrow this person again. Then whatever you cannot give out, don't borrow.
Don't borrow, thank you.
Because from then, I have blocked my mind that whatever amount of money I cannot dash out, I cannot forget about, I will not borrow. So that's what I would advise him.
Thank you. I think I will use that one to round off the show. Whatever you know that you cannot forgo, don't borrow. Whatever you know that instead of borrowing this person, just, Baba, borrow me 100K. Let me give you 15,000 now. No, 100K I want. No, I'd rather give you 15,000 now. Feel free not to even pay me back. Feel free not to even pay me back. So that's why I avoid stories that touch the heart, you know. Instead of, because I don't know how to do it. To go, hey, Adafa, where the money now? What's up? You said X, Y, Z, you know. I don't know how to do it. And I have a friend who used to tell me that Benga or Denia or Dewama Tebasielo, that's how they will just use you and use you as mumu. But really, I don't even know how to do it. So because of that, I won't borrow you. Yeah, call me an Ijebu man. Yes. No be bad son. But anyway, on this note, we're going to round off the show. I want to say a big thank you to all those who joined in on the show. I had fun, okay? I had fun.
Why wouldn't you have fun?
Because I'm also proud. I'm also an uncle.
As I thought, you're owing someone.
Ada, rest.
Payback,
Benga. I was truthful about it, okay? And it's, how much is £94, Ada?
It's not by being truthful. You're just acting like people that would do something and be like, as far as I talk to you now, I do abort. Why not avoid not doing
it? Ada, how much is £94? You know, £94 is, you know, it's all chicken right. Feed. You know.
Someone will tell you to.
£94.
Someone will do that to you as well.
No, why should somebody do that to me?
Oh, really?
50,000 in Nigeria? No, don't owe me 50,000. For what? Like, are you in the all right?
Anyway, thank you so much for being part of the show. If you're owing someone, please,
pay.
I think it's high
do
time
the
you
honorable
just,
thing.
You know, pay back.
If you're it's owing not- network, do the honorable thing. You are owing bank, don't go and throw that ATM away. They will find you. They will find you. You are BVN, they will find you. They will find you.
It's honorable.
Exactly.
To do the right thing.
You won't die if you get honorable.
Yeah? If you don't have the complete amount of money, pay some mentally, but let them know. And please don't go borrow what you know deep down.
You will never pay back. No, that's deception. You are nothing but a Yahoo boy because you took it under deceit, deception, false pretense. You know, so before you insult your politician, before you insult your counselor, before you insult, the governor is this one. Think about yourself as well. Somebody you owed money and you said lie. You lied to the person, say borrow me, but you didn't return. Think about that, okay? Before you even say, this party is bad, this party is bad. You know. My name is Benga Oreshagun. You can check me on all socials, all right? Benga Oreshagun, that's what it is on Facebook. On Twitter at Benga Oresh Shagan on social media, on Instagram. On Instagram is at official_Zuma.
Being an uncle.
Yeah, I tell you.
You're just everywhere.
I tell you. At official_Zuma. Official is spelled as OFFICIAL_Zuma. Zuma is spelled as ZUMA. Is it Z or Z?
Z. No, Ada Blessing is my name.
Z-U-M-A.
On Instagram at Ada Blessy, ADABLEZY. And on Twitter at Ada_Blessy. We are at Nigeria4FM Lagos on Instagram. And on Twitter at Nigeria4FM. Thank you so much for always being on the other side of the radio. Now it's time for us to go talk about matters of the heart. Let's talk about love. Let's
talk about heartbreaks. Are we talking sex tonight? Because I'm feeling too good.
Relax.
I think we should do sex tonight. Let's talk about sex.
Venga, go home.